Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
What is culture? Ask an article in National Geographic magazine. Answering that question, the writer said, even anthropologists struggle to define the word. Food, dress, tools, dwellings, laws, manners, art, myths. Culture can be described as the manifestation of human existence that are transmitted from one generation to the next, a pool of the collective intellect and memory. I think of a culture as the background and the frame of a painting, the subject of which is your life and your family. Culture is powerful. It's a vast network of threads and colors and ideas and thoughts that are never static. Some anthropologists believe that our world is experiencing a mass extinction of cultures, a crisis they believe to be as profound as the loss of biological diversities. Since the end of World War II, our world has experienced cross-pollination of cultures as the result of the emerging media, which has reduced our world to a global village, using the term Marshall McLuhan made popular. Art, music, films, fashions, and languages have all blended. Now, if you question that, notice how the French have fought unsuccessfully to inoculate their language against English expressions and idioms. Yet English has succeeded as the lingua franca of science, commerce, diplomacy, even pop culture. In every language today, there are hundreds of crossover expressions which are now readily accepted in everyday use. Hence the blending of cultures into a kind of pastel sameness or oneness. It is this powerful backdrop of culture that you find yourself living in and often asking, is this right or wrong? One painting with a background of brilliant white stands out in stark contrast to 99 with dark backgrounds. That expression, everybody's doing it, may well describe the 99 which make you different, even odd, and certainly unique. Is culture right or wrong? Is it righteous or sinful? Or do those terms even apply? I'm convinced that culture is amoral, neither right nor wrong in itself, apart from the relationship to what God has revealed in His Word. And it is at this point that we have a sure measure by which we evaluate culture, then come down on one side or the other of the issue. In a sense, you are like the actor on a stage, and the lights and the backdrop are the culture which changes. And as it does, it makes you appear in a different light. If God has not revealed His will for your personal life, then you should go with the flow of culture in that your sexuality, your business ethics, your personal expression, as to what clothing you wear or what body art may adorn your exterior, are all a reflection of culture. If, however, culture is part of the broader context of the world, the one which John said we are not to love nor be part of, then how we live as the children of God must of necessity contradict the culture in which we live. From the days of Lot, Abraham's nephew who lived in the ancient city of Sodom, to the present, the person who seeks to please God will constantly wage war with his culture. He or she will feel that he walks out of sync with the vast majority of contemporaries. Ours is a changing culture, but presiding over the change is a changeless God who still says to his people, "This is the way, walk in it."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org. and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.